You're listening to Energy Wise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Get energy wise, save money, become sustainable.
Hello, I'm Ty Keltner, and I'm here with Dave Mishick of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center, and today we are talking about an alternative wood-burning appliance called a masonry heater. Dave, all of us know what a wood stove is and how that works, and all of us know what a fireplace is and how that works. What is a masonry heater?
Well, Ty, a masonry heater is a space heating device that's actually considered ancient technology, and it's constructed primarily of masonry materials. There are doors, grates, cleanouts that are made of cast iron typically, but a high percentage of the device is actually made out of masonry materials.
And we're talking about mortar and stones and things?
Yeah, typically bricks, fire-resistant bricks, they're fire bricks, special concrete, refractory concrete materials, and facing material that could be of natural bricks or locally available stones, like Healy River rock, for instance.
Now, is a masonry heater more efficient than your typical fireplace or your boiler or your stove or anything?
Well, a masonry heater is typically at the higher end of the efficiency range, and it's probably not fair to say that a masonry heater in general is more efficient than any other class of appliance, but it does hit the upper range of real efficient other devices like wood stoves and pellet boilers. And one of the reasons is the firebox is actually highly insulated with the refractory concrete and fire brick that we just referred to. And so the fire actually burns at a much hotter temperature than in your wood stove. In your wood stove, the temperatures might be 800 or 1,000 degrees in the firebox, but in a masonry heater, the combustion temperatures can reach up to 1,800 degrees.
Wow.
And so now we burn a charge of wood, a large charge of wood, up to 100 pounds in some cases, very quickly, you know, in only 2 or 4 hours. And so we burn this hot and fast, very complete combustion, so there's very little particulate matter released. And then we have long heat exchange channels where the heat released from the combustion process actually gets transferred to the masonry and stored.
So in terms of efficiency, you'll have a stove and you'll be burning less wood more often, but in a masonry heater you can burn more wood in smaller intervals, and the heat will go through the rocks for a longer amount of time, and it will also burn cleaner. I assume that since it burns cleaner, then it doesn't leave as much particulate in the going up the chimney, so to speak.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And because it has a larger heat exchange surface after the combustion takes place, more so than a wood stove, for instance, the stack temperature is generally much lower. So correspondingly, if the stack temperature is lower, that means less heat that the fire releases is being emitted to the atmosphere. It's actually more is being captured by the device and stored in that thermal mass and then radiated into the room. And typically, the firing schedule would be 12 or 24 hours, depending on your heat demand. For example, what season it is or what the temperature is outside. But you would burn a charge of up to 100 pounds of wood and do that only once in 12 hours or 24 hours, depending on a firing schedule that you choose.
Hmm. Now tell me a little bit about the wood that you put in the heater. Does it have to be different than the kind of wood you'd put in your stove or your fireplace or anything?
Well, there are a lot of similarities. First thing with any of these appliances, you want to start with properly seasoned wood. And I don't have a general guideline for what we're calling seasoned, except that the moisture content should be 20% or less. And as with other devices, it depends on the particulars of the stove, of the masonry heater or the wood stove, depending on the firebox size and geometry.
So if masonry stoves are more efficient and we have a large supply of wood here, then why don't we see more masonry heaters in Alaska. It seems that we see a lot of wood stoves and we see a lot of fireplaces and other heating elements. Why not more masonry heaters?
Well, that's a good question, and there are a number of reasons for that to be so. First off is that masonry heaters are kind of just catching on in the United States, or in North America for that matter. They've existed for centuries, at least in European countries, and are regarded as a fairly commonplace heating device there. So there are other problems, though. Like in Europe, the materials are more readily available to construct the heaters. And when they're more readily available, that means they're also more economical to purchase. Here in Alaska, you know, the materials we're talking about are specialized materials that have to be imported. And in a lot of cases, they're imported from the East Coast. And in fact, the hardware for the devices for these heaters actually comes from Finland and Norway. The other thing is that we mentioned that they're a high mass thermal storage appliance. And when we say high mass, we're talking about the neighborhood of 6 to 12,000 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a lot. And I can tell you, I have experience with constructing some of these units. And you carry the 12,000 pounds if you have a 12,000 pound heater. It might be 50 pounds at a time, but, you know, when you're assembling it, you end up cumulative weight lifting or moving 12,000 pounds. And so you see the transportation for these materials that get imported from the lower 48 is also a cost concern, which is directly related to the cost of petroleum as it relates to transportation.
Now, if people want more information on masonry heaters, where can they go for that?
Well, there's a number of good wood energy sites, but the predominant site for the most comprehensive masonry heater information would be at the Masonry Heater Association of North America site, and that can be found on the net at www.mha-net.org. And this website has links for styles of masonry heaters, design possibilities, regulation, testing, and also a complete list of certified masonry heater builders in North America.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave, and we'll be right back to answer your questions here on EnergyWise.